It's a nice little strum you got there going, Gary. Before moving on our talking points, an interesting text in wants to know, is it better to go greenhouse and surprise or just use shade cloth? What greenhouses isn't something we've talked a lot about. What is your opinion?
Well, there are some farms that use greenhouses in Arizona, but for the most part, greenhouses are used for cold weather growing, and we don't get extremely low temperatures. We get a frost once in a while, right? So our main challenge is the sun, and in a greenhouse, heat can actually build up inside a greenhouse, and they're very expensive also. So if you're a commercial grower, a greenhouse might be helpful. But if you're a backyard grower, I would go with the shade cloth. It's a lot less expensive, and it will do the job for you if you're looking for getting cooler temperatures to grow growing in the summer.
And do you have a preference on shade cloth?
I like to go with a 30 to 50% shade cloth. They do make like 90% shade cloth. Those are for humans. But plants need sun in order to produce vegetables. So we don't want to block out all of the sun. We just want to give them a little bit of an edge and bring the temperature down slightly so that they can get through the really hot temperatures in the summer.
All right. So we've talked through our observation. We've identified a place we're going to plant. Now let's talk about that placement. And we're starting off with the four different exposures of the solar aspect.
Yeah, the solar aspect, that's just how the sun shines on your property. And there are four main exposures, north, south, east, west. Right? North exposures, as we mentioned before, tend to be the shadiest locations.
And with the exception of the homes up against the mountain, Arizona's designed on a pretty north, south, east, west grid.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And on regular size home properties in Arizona, your house is probably going to shade a pretty good portion of your northern exposure, especially in the winter time. Now, that doesn't mean you can't grow there. There might be some greens and winter vegetables that won't mind that shade. But for the most part, if you want to grow a tomato or a squash or a watermelon, those things need quite a lot of sun. Okay? So things that need a lot of sun, we would want to put either on an east exposure to get that nice morning sun, or on a southern exposure where they're going to get sun all day long. The great thing about an east facing exposure is that the plants can get the morning sun, which is gentler on the plants than the afternoon sun. And then, by the time that the temperatures are really, really rising in the summertime and getting so hot around 3-4 in the afternoon, hopefully on an east exposure, they're starting to get a little bit of shade from the house or other structures on the property.
And you'd mentioned watermelons, so space comes into factor if you're doing vines.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, you want to think about the size that the plant is going to be when it matures, because even a tomato plant can get as big as a shrub, right? So, yeah, think about the space that you have and where you want to place things in your landscape. Now, a west exposure is the only exposure that I would discourage people from really trying to grow on, because in the summertime, on the west side of your house, that's going to be the hottest spot in the yard, most likely. And plants can really struggle in that area. Now, if all you have is a west exposure, then you can grow there and you can get around it. Use some of that shade cloth that we mentioned to help your plants get through. But that does tend to be the hottest spot on the property.
That goes back to the microclimates. May even be a great application for putting some kind of green wall, putting a trellis in front of the wall, growing a nice vine on it to create that buffer from the heat radiating back from the house, mm-hmm. then plant in front of that, and then the shade cloth on top of that. It's doable. It just takes a lot more.
Right. It's just a little more challenging. If you recognize what you have, and then you can figure out ways around it. Like you mentioned, growing a green trellis, or maybe put some trees on the west side of your garden so that in the afternoon those trees start to shade and cool the garden as well.
It's a whole system. It's not just here's my garden, plant my seed and water. It's everything around that yard.
Yeah, everything can work together to benefit each other. So definitely we want to be thinking about that.
And starting slow is the hardest thing to do because it becomes such an addiction and a drive. And, oh, and while I'm doing this, I can add this. And while I'm doing this, I can add this. And then suddenly you've overwhelmed yourself and it all just it becomes so much that you can't take care of anything, and it all starts to go down south.
Guilty as charged, yes. That actually happened to me at my previous property. I just started going crazy, putting all kinds of gardens and even bringing livestock and different aspects onto the farm without actually spending time in that observation phase and thinking things through carefully and thinking how things could fit together.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We're in the Outdoor Living Hour with Kari Spencer of The Micro Project, talking edible landscapes.